BBC News with Gerry Smith. As the first results begin to come in from Britain's closely fought general election, an exit poll suggests the Conservatives, led by the Prime Minister David Cameron, will become by far the largest party. The poll, commissioned by the BBC and other broadcasters, puts the Conservatives on 316 seats in Parliament, just short of an overall majority. It says the main opposition Labour Party will trail in second place with 239 seats. Peter Kellner from the polling firm YouGov told the BBC there could be several reasons for today's poll.
The first is that the exit poll is right, and all the polls that came out in the last 24 hours, ours was one of 11, all 11 showed Conservative and Labour neck and neck. Second possibility is the exit poll is wrong and the eve of poll polls were right. Third possibility, something happened today. Well, we re-questioned 6,000 people today, and we could find no sign of any net movement in any direction. So I think we can rule out an on-the-day shift. Fourth possibility, the truth is somewhere in the middle. The Tories have done a bit better than the eve of poll polls, less well than the exit poll.
Michael Gove is a senior Conservative.
If this is correct, then the public have responded enthusiastically to the campaign that we've put forward and rewarded David Cameron and our team with an increased number of seats. And I have to say, if the poll is right, that's unprecedented for more than 30 years.
The former leader of the Liberal Democrats, Paddy Ashdown, also dismissed the exit poll as wrong and pointed to a different predicted outcome in another survey.
If this exit poll is right, I will publicly eat my hat on your programme. I think there's a YouGov poll out now which gives us not 10 seats, not 20 seats, but 31 seats. So one or other of these two polls is wrong, and I'll bet you my hat eaten on your programme that that's wrong.
The exit poll also predicts that the Scottish National Party, which wants independence, is on course for an overwhelming victory in Scotland. The poll says the SNP would take 58 out of the 59 seats in Scotland, making huge gains from the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats. The general election comes 8 months after Scotland voted in a referendum to remain part of the United Kingdom. In other news, the Saudi-led coalition that's been bombing Houthi rebels in Yemen has said it will respond harshly after the rebels launched a number of deadly attacks on Saudi territory. A coalition spokesman said that by firing shells across the border, the rebels had crossed a red line. He was speaking hours after the Saudi government proposed a 5-day ceasefire to allow relief agencies to deliver aid to civilians across Yemen. The proposal was announced during a visit by the US Secretary of State, John Kerry. World news from the BBC. The US military has begun training a small group of Syrian rebels in an effort to build a force eventually capable of confronting the Islamic State militant group. The US Defense Secretary, Ashton Carter, said around 90 people were being trained in what he called a secure location. The US Senate has approved a bill that would give Congress the power to review an international nuclear agreement with Iran. The vote was a significant step in a long-running dispute with President Obama about congressional oversight of any Iran deal. The bill now goes to the House of Representatives, which is also expected to pass it. Barbara Platusha is in Washington.
The legislation would give Congress 30 days to review any final deal with Iran and prevent President Obama from suspending congressional sanctions during that time. It's a compromise between lawmakers, who say they've been sidelined during the nuclear talks, and the president, who believes congressional interference would hamper negotiations. But the bill stalled in the Senate as some Republican senators tried to add tough conditions that would have provoked a presidential veto. This vote ends that debate and approves a version Mr. Obama could accept. He would still have the power, though, to ultimately reject the results of any congressional review.
The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has joined Polish leaders in Gdansk at a ceremony marking the 70th anniversary of the end of the Second World War. Many European leaders chose to attend the late-night event at the Westerplatte Memorial in preference to Russia's victory parade in Red Square on Saturday to signal their disapproval of Russia's role in the rebellion in Ukraine. The former Brazilian football star Pelé has had surgery at a hospital in Sao Paulo for an enlarged prostate. Brazilian media have reported that he's doing well. Pelé, who's 74, was admitted to the same hospital less than 6 months ago for emergency surgery to remove kidney stones. BBC News.
更多内容请关注可可英语 coconet.com。